Hello and welcome, and thank you for joining us again today. This is your host, Brother T. Glad to be back with you here for another episode of The Best Hour here on blogtalkradio.com/Course Mastery. You can also find us on our website, True Thought Spiritual Community. We have a website called truethought.org. It's truethought.org. And there you can join our mailing list, and you can see some of our Sunday inspirational messages and our midweek, you know, behind the message episodes and other content that we'll be providing there from time to time. And we certainly appreciate your support and your participation and involvement in our community. God bless you for being here. Today, we're going to be discussing lesson 352. And before we begin, I want to say good morning to my beautiful wife, Reverend A. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Wonderful.
Good to see you
here.
How are you doing? I'm doing good. So let's join together for a moment of silence before we begin. Today, we'll be discussing lesson 352. Let's take a good deep breath. Judgment and love are opposites. From one come all the sorrows of the world, but from the other comes the peace of God himself.
Forgiveness looks on sinlessness alone and judges not. Through this I come to you. Judgment will bind my eyes and make me blind. Yet love, reflected in forgiveness here, reminds me you have given me a way to find your peace again. I am redeemed when I elect to follow in this way. You have not left me comfortless. I have within me both the memory of you and one who leads me to it. Father, I would hear your voice and find your peace today, for I would love my own identity and find in him the memory of you.
Judgment and love are opposites. From one come all the sorrows of the world, but from the other comes the peace of God himself. And so it is. Let's join together for another moment of silence. Together, let's just take another good deep breath here. As we discussed yesterday, our choice is really the only choice, the choice to decide what mind we are expressing as. Our choice is to decide what mind we are expressing as. We are locked in, connected with, and joined with the mind of fear when we choose in any moment to be the effect, to be the expression of that mind. That is what we do. We can't avoid being the channel, if you will, of that mind, of being the expression of that vibration, the vibration of fear and guilt and all of the attributes that go along with it as it expresses in the world. And it's expressing based on the input it receives through the body construct of the five senses. We see the world, and we, that self, that mind, it assumes readily that the world is the cause. Mm. And it then naturally would be the effect, because its energy shifts high and low based on what it perceives from the outer coming in. No wonder it's confused. But we are not it. We are the chooser. We make the choice and shift to the voice for God. As we discussed yesterday, the Holy Spirit, which is nothing more than our right mind. And in this prayer, in this prayer to God here, this is us speaking to God, this beautiful prayer. It says, I am redeemed when I elect to follow in this way. You have not left me comfortless. You have given me a way to find your peace again. I have within me the memory of you and one who leads me to it. The one who leads me to it is me making a choice to be joined in relationship and communion in union with the Holy Spirit, which is nothing more than my right mind. So again, I'm just shifting now. And as I do that, then I become the expression of love. That's a binary choice. As we talked about yesterday, it's either I'm expressing fear because that's what I'm connecting with, I'm joining with, or I'm expressing love because, again, that's what I'm making a conscious choice to be in communion with. And that's the only thing that I'm really doing. I'm making a choice. And once I'm making the choice, and in that relationship, I become that expression. Our brother Jesus said it this way. He said, when you see me, you see the Father. He knew the choice had been made by him, but the expression that was being revealed in form and field, all those around him, was the expression of love through him. He was being the Holy Spirit. As the Holy Spirit, in perfect safety, he was able to heal and love and teach and bring a new energy to this world that has changed this world and continues to change this world. And now it's time for all of us, each of us with eyes to see and ears to hear, to step up now and say, me too. I'm ready. I'm ready to make a new choice.
This lesson falls in the category of the leading question of what am I? And these lessons are dialing in our divine identity and the pathway to that awakening and that realization that God and I are one, and that this is our identity, and we have these teachers along the way, you know, this Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, this Trinity, this Creator created. And and the intermediary between this Holy Spirit and what we're experiencing is that mystical release of any separation, and that we are entering into the field of oneness. That when you see me, you see the Father, Mother, God presence that sent me. When, you know, the Holy Spirit is nothing more than your right mind, and that we are seeing this integration and the release of any separation now in the divine identity of being the voice for God, the vision of Christ, that it meets in our conscious awareness of choosing love. Love is all there is. Love is what we are. Love is where we come from. Love is the extension and expression that we are. Love is the intermediary, that voice for God. And that it all collapses into this oneness. For I would love my own identity, capital I identity, and find in him the memory of you. I am you. You are me. And there still is the, you know, that we are as God created us, that we still are the created. But as the created, there is no separation among us. There is no other. This is the healing of the concept of otherness, even the otherness of Jesus, even the otherness the perception of God. It's the healing of the concept of otherness And love is the elixir, the pathway, being forgiveness that clears the way for that pathway. This is the rise into the mystical level of consciousness and the experience of oneness.
And so it is.
And so it is.
Thank you for sharing today.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
I really enjoyed our conversation.
Me too.
And our sharing.
Me too.
We're so grateful that you're with us, Mighty Companion. God bless you for being there. Stay the course. Enjoy this work today.
This work play.
This work play today.
We love you.
We love you. Stay the course.
Forgive us our illusions, Father, and help us to accept our true relationship with you, in which there are no illusions, and where none can ever enter. Our holiness is yours. What can there be in us that needs forgiveness when yours is perfect? The sleep of forgetfulness is only the unwillingness to remember your forgiveness and your love. Let us not wander into temptation, for the temptation of the Son of God is not your will. And let us receive only what you have given, and accept but this into the minds which you created and which you love. Amen.
I send my love over the mountains. I send